Today, we're here to talk about Typhoon Yolanda, which hit the Philippines on November the 8th. The disaster left thousands of casualties in the Philippines and many without homes, electricity, medicine, and supplies. And a last count was about 4,000 killed. Even here in our iStation family, we've had some of our friends that have been impacted. And today I'm sitting with Cecile Lopez from the iStation Math Curriculum Department and Jerry Lynn Lasangra from the iStation Quality Assurance Department. Both have connections to the Philippines, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Now, first of all, Cecile, where does your family live in the Philippines?
Most of my family, they live in Manila, Philippines. My dad, however, he lives in Antique, which is the Visayan part of the Philippines, which is really close to Tacloban.
Okay. And there are 8,000 islands in the Philippines, for those of you that didn't know that. And Jerilyn, where's your family?
They're everywhere. Manila, Iloilo, which is close to the Tacloban area.
Right, right.
And Cebu.
Well, as a side note that I didn't tell you, my father was scheduled to fly into Clark Field in the Philippines during the war, and his squadron was scheduled to be transferred in November of 1941. Mm-hmm. It got postponed. Because had he been in Clark Fields in December 7th, 1941, I probably wouldn't be here.
Right.
So one of the interesting tidbits of history. So, Cecile, how did you get to America?
My dad was the first one who came here. And then before I turned 18, he took me. Mm-hmm. But then I went back to the Philippines to finish my studies.
And so your first language is Tagalog?
Tagalog.
Tagalog. I'll pronounce that right. Tagalog. And your second language is English?
English, but I do know a Visayan dialect.
And other dialects, other Philippine dialects? Okay. Now, Jerilyn, is your first language was Tagalog?
Cebuano.
Cebuano, that's one of the native dialects?
That's one of the dialects. And I also know Tagalog and also Ilonggo.
Okay, plus English.
Plus English.
Español,
yes.
Español?
A little bit.
Okay, okay. And how far is your home island from Manila?
They're in the Visayas region, so it's in the middle of there's three regions. There's Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao.
Okay, okay, okay. And Cecile, where did the typhoon hit as relates to your family? Where was your family located before the typhoon hit?
Right. My other siblings, they live in Manila, so that's about 600 miles away from Tacloban. And it is far, but they still got the, a storm. My dad, however, lives in the Visayan region, which is really close. His house actually is just a few, steps away from the sea.
Right.
His house, however.
It's on the coast, on the beautiful coast overlooking the Pacific Ocean just before the typhoon hits.
Yeah. What's good about it is that he came here. He's still here in the U.S. before the typhoon hit the Philippines. So, we were thinking, hey, you were saved by coming here.
Right. Now, Jerilyn, how far was your family from the eye of the typhoon?
I'm close. They got Category 4. They're in Iloilo, so they got a lot of winds and rain also.
Now, was anybody hurt badly or injured?
No, they're good. They just got their electricity back yesterday.
Good, good.
Yeah.
How badly was their home damaged?
Their home is okay.
Their home is okay. Yes. Was it built high off the ground?
Yes, it's a two-story house, and it's made of concrete, so it's good.
Okay, so it's built to be safe. How far is it from the coastline?
They're far away from the coastline, about 30 minutes. So they're
okay,
fine.
So they're inside and they're up high.
Correct.
Okay. Now, Cecile, is your family okay? Everybody's fine?
Yes, they are. They're fine. I've been talking to them and over Skype, and they're good.
Nobody lost. Well. Nobody was injured.
No.
And no one lost electricity or their home was damaged.
I think for where they are right now in Manila, no, they're fine. Manila's good. So.
Is there anything we need to do to help people in the Philippines?
They need a lot of help there.
Yes, they do. Because as of this morning, I heard on the radio that, about 4 million or 4.5 million are affected by the typhoon. And that's, the population of Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, and Houston, I think, combined. Mm-hmm. That's, And about 1.2 million are children.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. We help a school in Luzon. We're involved with a school, a couple of schools over there with our program. And so your family, everybody's okay.
Yes.
And so if we need to do something, we should help the International Red Cross to help people in the Philippines. Is that kind of what you think?
Correct. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being part of our team and our family, and our hearts and prayers go out to your family.
Thank you.
If we can do anything to help you guys, let us know.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks guys.